pull out every star. I want a happy ending. You're tired of pretending. Well, let them get the best of me.
Finish your eggs, Samantha.
I'll finish them tomorrow.
Finish them now, but tomorrow there'll be chickens.
I gotta run.
What's the big rush about, Dad?
I gotta get out to the firing range early and qualify with my service revolver.
Hey, Dad. What happens if you don't hit all the targets?
Oh, honey, they take away his gun and make him throw the bullets.
Finish your breakfast.
Where's Dad running to?
Oh, you went to the firing range, honey. Samantha, get over here and eat your breakfast.
Why do I have to finish? Katie didn't even eat.
Yeah, where is Katie this morning?
Oh, you know that family that just moved in down the block?
Oh, the one with the boy about her age?
Mm-hmm. Well, she really flipped out over him. So right now she's hiding outside his house in the bushes. When he comes out, she's gonna subtly bump into him and then jump on his bones.
Boy, she's getting desperate in her old age.
I know what she's going through. I remember when I used to sit on the ice waiting for that hockey player.
Yeah, and you came home with frosted buns.
Oh, get out of here. Come on, go to school. You're going to be late.
Now?
Huh?
Why would anyone go through all that trouble just for a boy? They're so yucky.
Well, you know, Samantha, one of these days you're going to really, really, really like boys.
Not me. They're always trying to grab you.
Well, honey, you know, some good habits are hard to break.
And kiss you. I hate wet lips, don't you, Nell?
Let me think about that, baby.
So dumb. You know Jason Baxter?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks getting to first base has something to do with sex.
Yeah, he is stupid, ain't he? Look, honey. Don't you ever go out to play with him without your baseball bat. You got it? Now get up. Go to school. Come on. Come on, you two. I don't have time to sit around and gossip all day. Go learn something. Hello? Oh, Angie, am I glad you called, honey. Do I have some dirt for you? Girl, guess who I saw in the supermarket in a dress that was so ugly she made the whole milk department go sour? Just 1 minute. If you two don't go to school, I'm going to bite the heads off your Barbie dolls. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Love you. Goodbye. Hi, I'm back. You saw her, too? Oh, did you see the shoes that Heifer had on? Ooh, honey, she will always have a spot in her heart for a blacksmith. You know that? Yeah, wait. No, I am not. I am not going to talk about that child's hair. Yes, I am. Ooh, her hair's so short you can smell her brains. Yeah. No. I got you. What? Oh, yeah. And guess who I saw her with, honey? She was out with none other than Mort. Hello? Hello? Shoot, I was getting hot. This phone, I'm just sick of it. Just get to the best part. Hello? Who is it?
Home company.
Ooh, now that's fast. Hi, come on in. Hi, it's right over here. I see, I was just in the middle of this very important business call, and all of a sudden the phone just went off. Like, yeah. Well, would you like a Danish or something from over here?
Sure.
Oh. You know, I really take back everything I ever said about your company.
You know, lady, you're taking this really good.
Well, why shouldn't I? It's not every day you get service like this here.
Well, you know, most people, they really get mad when you're taking out their phone.
You be taking out my phone. You taking out my phone?
When you don't pay your bill, we take out your phone.
Oh, wait. I'm not going to get upset. Just wait. See, I know that bill was paid. See here? Here's a canceled check, and here is a bill marked paid.
Sorry, I can only do what's written on my work order.
Well, I think you should know that this phone belongs to the chief of police.
It ain't my fault.
Okay. And he's out on the rifle range, practicing for a mistake, just like you.
Listen, lady, you're gonna have to go down to the business office and straighten this out.
Well, you know when I said I wasn't gonna get upset.
Yeah.
I lied. Give me my phone.
No, this is...
And what happened when you dialed the operator?
I get a recording telling me to dial the operator.
Excuse me.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is an emergency.
Oh, an emergency?
Yes.
Take a number and have a seat.
Take a number? Is this a bakery?
You got it, honey, so put your cakes on that chair.
Look, I need to talk to...
Take a number and have a seat, or I am not waiting on anybody.
Excuse me. Do they train him, or is he just a natural fool?
Sit. Your number will be up soon.
It better be, or yours will be.
Now, look, about my problem.
Yes, what is your problem?
Well, you see, I've got a party line.
Most cheapos do.
Look, on the same party line with me is a house of ill repute.
How can you tell?
Their answering machine plays Love for Sale.
Mine plays Whistle While You Work, but I'm not a dwarf.
Now look, you gotta stop these crazy calls.
All right. We'll give it our highest priority. What are you doing? I haven't called your number.
But there's nobody else here.
You have to wait for me to call your number. Number eight.
Excuse me. I have 12, and there's nobody else here.
Shh. 9. 10. 11. Don't anticipate. 12. Now, what can we do for you?
My phone has been disconnected, but I did pay the bill.
That's what they all say. What is your phone number?
It's 555-8162.
All right. I'll check it out and give you a call.
If you could call me, I wouldn't be here, fool.
Why? Aren't we touchy today?
Yes, and if you don't give me back my phone, I'm going to reach out and touch you in your chops.
Okay. Why don't we run your number through the computer?
Good.
The computer shows that your phone bill is 3 months delinquent.
Your computer is mistaken.
Computers are not mistaken, Mrs. Fong.
Do I look like a phone to you?
I wouldn't know. All you Orientals look alike.
My name is not Mrs. Fong.
According to the computer, it is.
I may not know the difference between a microchip and a buffalo chip, but I do know the difference between me and a Fong.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. First of all, you come into my house and you take out a phone that should not have been taken out. Then you have me to sit here while you call off numbers for people that don't exist. And now you want me to believe this stupid computer when it tries to tell me that I'm Chinese.
Exactly.
No way donkey breath.
Well, I never.
But your mama and daddy did.
Okay. That is it. I am through with you.
I am not leaving.
All right. I'm calling my supervisor. He will see that your phone is turned off forever. Hello?
Look, if I don't have a phone, you don't have a phone. And you know what? This ain't no recording either.
I am calling the police.
Not on this phone, you ain't.
Simpson?
Nell, what are you doing here?
Oh, I caught this guy impersonating the officer. Will you lock him up, please? What does it look like? I'm under arrest.
No, you're not. Don't be silly.
See, I told you it was just a mistake. I've been seeing...
I'm sorry, ma'am. You stole this telephone? She has to stay. Some guy's coming down here to sign a complaint. Take over, will you? I gotta get back out there.
Yeah, go ahead. Sit down, Nell.
Oh, boy. The chief isn't gonna like this.
Well, I'm not too thrilled about it myself, you know.
Now, I have to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Name.
Name?
Oh, please, Simpson, you know my name.
Well, yeah,
but... Yeah, but what?
Is it one L or two?
It's spelled the same as hell. Just used an N instead of H.
N... L.
Well, it's so good to have a second occupation to fall back on, ain't it?
Last name?
Fong.
I never guessed that. You don't look like a Fong. Fong. F-O-N-G. Okay, now let's see what's next. Race?
Chinese.
Of course, stupid. Height?
5'2".
Numbers are hard, aren't they? And what is your weight?
Right, I could just skip down to these next questions.
Have you ever had a moving violation?
No, but I've had some pretty close calls and some back seats, baby.
Yeah, right, okay. Listen, you get to make one phone call in case you want a lawyer or whatever. You could use this. No. No, use that one over there. Huh?
Okay. Hi, is this Channel 6 News? Is your roving reporter there, Hamilton Storm? Listen... Mr. Smith, I got a story for you. Come down to the police department.
Hi, Chief.
Simpson. What are you doing here?
Hurry. Okay, bye-bye.
Are the kids okay?
Chief, the kids are fine. So there's no problem, Holmes. You have a problem, but it's here.
Yeah, Chief, I think you better have a look at this, huh?
Where's this Fong woman?
He doesn't know your name?
I was going to tell him this weekend.
What the hell is... hell's going on here?
Well, see, is this where I file a complaint?
Yes, take a number and sit on it.
Keep her away from me. She's dangerous.
Who?
That woman.
This woman lives in my house.
Oh, are you Mr. Fong?
That was the chief of police.
Chief, I can explain it. Can you just come?
Take down his complaint.
I need the name of person filing complaint.
Swackhammer.
What's your first name, Mr. Jackhammer?
Swackhammer.
Swackhammer Jackhammer. Any middle name?
Bird Brain.
B. Hey, you're putting me on, aren't you?
Look, I think we can clean up this whole mess if you'll just apologize to this guy.
What? Me apologize? No way. Now, if you dressed me up like a chicken and took me to Colonel Sanders' house. No, not even try to make me drink wine before it's time.
Look now.
Not if you try to make me French kiss a chainsaw.
Now.
No, baby, he owes me an apology.
Look.
No, I ain't going nowhere.
You better start worrying about getting out of here.
Well, you better start worrying what you're going to have for dinner, honey, because all I got at home is a box of Brillo.
Give me a minute. Look, there's a couple of things we have to go over here. First, she's not going to apologize.
Listen, Sergeant...
He's not a sergeant. He's the chief of police.
He can call himself what he wants. Titles are cheap. I want you to lock her up and throw away the key. Do you understand?
Is that a threat?
Let me put it this way. I can yank every phone in this police station. Then you'll be calling all cars with two tin cans and a string.
You listen to me, Buster. You're asking for a swift kick in the phone booth.
Excuse me, Chief.
What?
Please, can I see you a moment? Please.
Get the rest of his complaint.
Boy, you are tough. I never heard anybody talk to the chief like that before.
He's up against something bigger than he is this time. I push one button on my computer... You'll never hear another dial tone as long as you live.
Boy, what a sense of power you must have, huh? Best I could do is shoot somebody.
Okay, Vince, let's set up right here, okay? Now, this will be a two-shot from this angle, okay? And show plenty of necktie. It's a gift from a love slave. And to get a highlight on these teeth, I'm still paying for the caps. let's see. You must be the man from the phone company.
That's me.
Okay, stand by. Here we go. 3, 2. Hamilton, you're on your bad side.
Oh, get over there and watch the court. Hi, out there. This is Hamilton Storm, your roving reporter, coming to you live from the Glen Lawn Police Station, where injustice has been heaped on yet another minority victim who sits alone, afraid, cowering in fear in this hellhole society calls a jail. Put there by this man.
Well, actually, it's pretty pleasant, as hellholes go.
What is your name, sir?
Stockholm.
What was that?
Stockholm.
Jackhammer.
Right in here, sir. What is your name?
I am Patrolman Ralph Simpson. I'm the one who cracked this case wide open.
I see. And you're the assistant manager of the Glen Lawn phone company, right? Good. You're doing a great job.
Stop it! Don't beat me no more!
Now, let us talk to this courageous consumer who sits alone in her cell like a prisoner waiting on death row for a recall.
Mom? Is that your mom?
isn't that pathetic, folks?
Is that the sunlight? Wait. It's daylight, isn't it?
Huh? No, it's my new caps.
Oh, your caps. I'm so hungry. All I had was two raisins, and I wouldn't have had them if they had been crawling fast.
Now, get a close-up on this, will you?
I'm just skin and bones. Can you see? I'm just skin and bones.
Get a close-up on these handcuffs, will you, please, Vince? Chief, I noticed she's wearing cuffs. Is there any reason for that?
Well, this man said she was dangerous.
Is that true?
Anything can be dangerous. Even a glass of water if you leave your head in it long enough.
Telephone for you, Mr. Swackhammer.
Right up here, Vince.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Jenkins. Yes. Yes. I know all this is going out live. No. I'm not trying to make our company look bad. Yes. I want my job. I love my job. Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. I'll take care of it. My company has asked me to make an announcement.
Don't make it to them. Make it to her.
Vince, right in here. Just follow him right in. Let's get it closer.
You're free to come out.
Louder.
You're free to come out, miss.
No, not until you apologize.
Okay, look, let's forget the whole thing. We'll drop the charges. There's no phone bill.
I'm sorry, the number you've reached is no longer in service until you apologize.
If you don't come out, I'm going to lose my job.
Well, you better get your lips ready to say I'm sorry.
Okay. Get a close up of this, Vince. Get a close up.
Okay. On behalf of.
Louder.
On behalf of the Glenlawn Phone Company, I want to apologize for any inconvenience this mix-up may have caused you.
Oh, good, thank you. Then can I, since you had it, I like two new phones. I like a pink one for my bedroom.
Yes.
Yes, I like a white one for the toilet.
Yes.
Let me see, what else?
Yes,
now, I want one of those, those call waiting things, all
yes.
that stuff. Yeah.
Yes, fine.
Let me see now. Wait a minute.
Just get out.
Okay, gladly.
Please leave.
Gladly.
Yes.
Okay.
What is going on? Open this cell! Let me out of here! I want to call my mother!
We really should wait till the weekends because it's cheaper.
Who is it?
Phone company.
Oh. Which one is my personal one for my boudoir?
Oh, well, we're here to install all of them, but here is...
Oh, twinkle, get down.
And I'm going to have my assistant install it right now.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, boy!
Yes, sir.